Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. And this is the Pittsburgh G20 extravaganza, first-hand account. I got in Tuesday evening. We were actually able to film the very first setup when they really started to lock the city down, and it just progressively got worse and worse and worse and worse as we went along. I wouldn't have traded the experience for anything in the world. I want to say that right now. Would not trade the experience for anything else in the world. I had wanted to go for the past couple of months. It was sprung on me on a Monday. I was ready to do it. My little camera in hand, I know it doesn't get the best picture quality in the dark, but armed with that camera, I think I got some pretty impressive footage. And right now over at Infowars.com is the entire video that I spliced together between last night and this morning. And again, everybody was gone. Friday had said goodbye to the dignitaries. The majority of the protesters had left. In fact, I almost didn't go to Oakland. I almost didn't go to Schenley Plaza because I felt, well, we just had a protest of 10,000. It ended rather well. It wasn't like the day before when the police engaged everybody with LRAD weapons, tear gas. And that first protest, they were very successful in taking what was around 2,000 people, cordoning off three sides to the street, giving them two outlets and taking that 2,000 people. And all of a sudden it was 1,500 people. Okay. And then they would move around. They'd cordon off three other streets. And then all of a sudden it was 1,000 people. And then they go around. They cordon off three other streets and it was 500, and it would disperse and disperse and disperse. Now, on the permanent protest, when I started to see groups like Iraq Veterans Against the War, Falun Gong, Free Tibet was there, a lot more educated protesters. And again, just a small group of quote unquote anarchists. We'll get to the anarchists later. That went down swimmingly. There were a few out of handers. I mean, guys with dogs threatening to baton women. I have that on tape. This one woman. We're on a bridge, okay? There's thousands of people on a bridge. She tries to step around somebody, doesn't even really step on the sidewalk, just puts her little foot on, you know, that little side rail before the actual sidewalks come. And this guy's like, get out of here, starts beating that baton against his chest. Oh, get out of here. And she can't believe it. And I'm actually by Cindy Sheehan at this point. God bless Cindy Sheehan. I'm going to tell you right now, she has more balls than any guy out there, in my opinion, standing up to this, but maybe not Alex Jones. But I mean, this woman is incredible. She was walking up to a military and saying, look, my son died for this. Are you kidding me? And they were recognizing her as well. This one guy, armed to the teeth. I'm not even sure what kind of strap-on shotgun rounds he had. They may have been the bean bags. They could be the rubber pellets, or they could have been the tear gas launchers. He went over to, I don't know whether it was his supervisor or his partner, but he said, oh, I think that's Cindy Sheehan over there. And I was like, oh, that's Cindy Sheehan. And she was telling him, she's like, this is why I don't pay my federal income tax. This is why, right here. This is disgusting. When we had been cordoned off after that initial protest, the one that did get pretty ugly, my first reporting into Infowars.com, we were facing the convention center. There was a large blockade. In other words, I'd say it was about a 7-8 foot fence that was put together. You know, between 50 and 100 riot police in formation. And she takes this this bed full of flowers, I think roses, and throws it up over the thing right at him. And God bless Cindy Sheehan. People need to support Miss Sheehan. She's got something coming up that she's planning on announcing in December or January, God willing, that I think is just an amazing idea and could be the next step in getting our voices heard and getting the truth out there. I mean, she openly discussed the New World Order with me on camera. So we're going to come back. We're going to have Rob Dew in studio. Luke Radowski going to join us about 30 after. We're going to play the entire video with my commentary at last Friday's event after the G20. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients, full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
I'm a one-man revolution. The time is nigh. The day is dark. There's only one solution.
Remember, if you miss any of the show, it's 6 to 9 Sundays, but you can pick up the podcast over at theinfowarrior.com. It has my write-up about our incident Friday after the G20, and I just posted the video, which is also up over at infowars.com, just a 7.5-minute synopsis of what really happened. I caught a lot of the main parts, but what I really wanted to illustrate with this video is, look, there weren't that many people there, number one. They were peaceably assembling, number two. Number three, if they had wanted to go after the quote-unquote anarchists, that would have taken less than half a dozen regular police officers in regular clothes. They posed no threat. They had no weapons, no bricks, no rocks, nothing at all, okay? Instead, and this is what the mainstream media refuses to discuss. Here it is. Protesters, police clash after G20 in Pittsburgh. Now, they say that they used rubber bullets and tear gas to disperse 40 demonstrators that gathered at the plaza. Listen, they arrested well over 40 people. Okay, they don't say anything about arrests here either, do. Now, instead of, again, bringing in regular police officers, dealing with perhaps a swarthy element, if you will, what do? They surround us military style. They put on the gas masks. They fire tear gas, rubber bullets into the crowd. They hype it up. They beat people with batons. And then they say, you have to leave, you have to leave. Too late. Here we go, boys. And it's beating town, USA. I mean, tell me what, in the video, you can see you just for about, two or three seconds. It was about the last two or three seconds that I did see you. And I even warned you. I believe I said to you, hey, Rob, watch out. I almost just got arrested. It looks like they're about to arrest people.
You said, I think they're coming. So watch out. And so I moved up the hill. I said, well, I'll get up here. This will be a safer spot. And then they started pushing protesters into that little, it's a green hillside when there's a little church in the middle. And they were pushing them through the hedgerows.
Mm-hmm.
And the hedgerows had a fence in the center. So people couldn't just go through the hedgerow. They had to go over a fence as well. People are dragging their stuff out. They're getting hit. They're getting pushed into this thing. They're saying, hey, man, I'm trying to leave. Boom. That wrong answer, you know, pushing them in. They're all coming up the hill. And so I'm up the hill and I'm shooting stuff. And then I see a bunch of them try to get into, there's a little church right there. And I guess they were trying to get in and say, hey, we're going to seclude, you know, we're going to be in here.
Yeah. We're going to hang back and hopefully we won't get arrested afterwards. I was lucky enough to get through a pack of about five or six while they were trying to create a quote unquote line. That's what they do. Come on, form the line. And I put my hands up, had my camera rolling, and I just said, all right, I'm going. I was able to get outside and then go down side streets because they kept expanding the operation and cordoning off other streets. And that was later that I got the text from Josh and Cindy Sheehan that they were just mercilessly unloading on the gas canisters.
Yeah.
And it was kind of at that same point while I was traveling out of the city trying to go around the main roads. And actually, I walked 5 miles to the south side. I walked 5 miles to get out of there because, you know, Jones was telling me to duck into a restaurant, into a coffee shop, into a bar. He didn't understand that entire area had been cordoned off and the students couldn't even get to their vehicles and in some case couldn't get to their dorm rooms.
It was total lockdown. And I thought I had a back door to me. There was a little archway where the dorms were that you could get into. And I'm like, well, you know, when they get close enough, I'll just duck back here. Well, I turn around. They start pouring out through that way, and then they start closing off that back entrance that I thought I had. And so then I got close to the We Are Change guys because they were actually going up to the cops saying, hey, we're trying to peaceably demonstrate where, you know, how do we get out of here? What do we do? And I figured I'd go out with them. I saw a reporter get out with her credentials.
We have that on the tape, actually. Yeah.
And so I tried to get out after her. I got a little bit from Luke, and then I tried to show mine. They're like, on the floor, sir. I said, but I'm press. You know, I am press. I don't know what more, and I'm showing him my press pass. A lady trooper, I could tell from her long ponytail. That was the only way I could tell because she had a gas mask on. She starts shining a light in my face. She grabs the press pass. She goes, he's no good. Pushes him back. On the floor, sir. On the floor for your own safety. And then that was it. Then it was Zip Tie City, and they were spraying the young group of students that were laying down complying to everything the officers were telling them. And that's what you get for.
Well, I mean, you look at the video, okay? The kid's trying to get away on his bike. He's got a bike helmet on, you know. Yeah. He's wearing a peace flag. He's a skinny student, okay? He's one of the few people that are actually protesting because, again, this is a group of around 200 to 300 people max. Again, 1,200 military and riot police. And people saying that there weren't military there. I clearly show a couple of National Guard in full gear. The LRAD weapons are out. Our initial police officers that are in kind of a camo uniform, those are actually Miami-Dade police officers that came all the way up. Cindy Sheehan pointed that out to me.
There are some from Lexington, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Well, they were coming from all over, you know, to get that OT.
$19 million budget for this.
Yeah, they had to arrest some people. And I think the total that I heard him say was around between 120 and 140.
And yet it's a total blackout. No one got detained. No one's mentioned that anyone was detained whatsoever. It's just unbelievable.
I think
that was
just a cover. That was a cover to grab people and fingerprint them.
Well, that's the whole thing.
Yeah, the process.
Well, it's not only test the process. It's to database you into now you're a political dissident.
Right.
Okay. We may not have any charges against you, but you know what? We get to keep your fingerprints anyway because, you know, in the old system, you're innocent until proven guilty. So in other words, if you got picked up on, say, a disorderly conduct charge for something you did in a bar somewhere or somewhere, you know, in a public place, they'll take your fingerprints, but then you go to trial and let's say you plea it down. Okay. It's not even a misdemeanor. You can call them up. You say, listen, I want my fingerprints back. Mm-hmm. I wasn't found guilty of anything.
Right.
And they're supposed to send those to you and they're not supposed to be put into any system. Now with these digital fingerprints, you're going to tell me
they're already across the world.
I mean, exactly. They're not getting rid of that information. That's databased hardcore in a hard drive somewhere and in one of these Fusion Center databases. And that's what's really scary to me. I mean, all these, I can't tell you how many, right in the very beginning. Remember the first time we were in the Starbucks and the Wednesday when we got there,
they started to line up.
And this was basically getting everybody ready. This
acclimated to the police presence.
No one was there yet. They had the National Guard fatigues on the bottom. They said that they were police and not military when I asked them. But as soon as I started asking them why they were wearing military fatigues, they stopped talking to me.
Right.
And immediately what happens? Somebody comes up to me. They start taking my picture and filming me. Hey, they can get my good side all day. Yeah. I've got nothing to hide. The Department of Defense has a website trying to debunk loose change. I mean,
we walked past those bike cops, that group of bike cops. Yep. You did a shot of them and then we were shooting a sign.
No, Bay sign.
Turn around. And there he is, taking pictures of us, looking right at us. And so we shot the cameras back at him.
And even on Friday night, so one of the big things that I was filming outside of the riot, police out of control, was all the documentation they were doing. They were armed with video cameras all over the place. So just like in London, England, when this happens, they're putting you into a database now. You're being profiled.
It's your picture. They're taking that digital image.
And they're getting you ready for the biometrics, the scanning, the face cameras, Project Natal. I'm sure this is going to integrate great with the Xbox deal, because now on Xbox, you're just going to give up your whole body image and they're going to be able to mark that out in a database with all the other digital images. If you're a protester and you happen to also like to play Mortal Kombat or Street Fighter online or one of these other games where you scan your body and all of a sudden with this new program – they're going to have your biometric information. That's what the danger is. That's what the threat is. You're just giving away all your info. I mean, we're on Facebook constantly. I mean, I use it as a tool, but some people are updating their mood 4 or 5 times a day, taking pictures of their life every single day. These are my friends. These are my family. This is what matters to me. So they're going to have a lot of pressure points for people that they normally didn't have. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they're going to know every little bit about you and have access to that information like never before, Rob. It's just scary
and
to me.
And they'll send 100 guys with ski masks or with this body armor. I mean, these are stormtroopers. Look at this. And they're afraid of unarmed people. You could tell they were totally scared. They'd start shoring up and get their shields ready. And it was ridiculous.
Well, the first girl I show during the protest is the student that goes on the ground. And even I couldn't help myself. Usually I keep my mouth shut as long as I can. But I was like, hey, guys, realize this is just a young girl in front of you. I mean, because the one guy really got into the position. He started going like this. He had this. And someone else got behind him like he was going to have to hold some kind of a position.
Yeah.
There was maybe 5 people behind her, a row of maybe 5 and a group of maybe 20 or 30. It was not large at all. When you see Luke Radowski with his blue bullhorn, how many people are around him? 15, 20 people? And how many police are there?
And what is he preaching?
He's preaching the work of Gandhi, of Martin Luther King Jr., of a peaceful resistance. And they don't want to hear that. He even says, look, if I see somebody with a rock, I will stop them from throwing it. If I see someone lighting a fire, I will put it out. Yet already on the comments on this video we just posted over at Infowars.com in the YouTube section, people are like, what did you want them to do? Do you want them to set fire to the city? No one was going to set fire to the city.
That wasn't going
to
happen.
Shenley Plaza is huge. When we first got on the scene, I had to actually look around for the protesters because all I saw were college kids hanging out on a Friday night. It was Friday night. It was drinking time.
Well, and the night before we drove by there, and there was supposedly a report that they were burning things in front of the Cathedral of Learning. We drove past that at probably 20 minutes before we heard that report. And we didn't see anything going on out there. There wasn't the police presence like there was on Friday. So I don't even know if that was even a real thing. We heard it on some corporate radio station, too. They're like, oh, Bob's getting a report that there's burning couches over at the Cathedral of Learning, and they're setting fire to dumpsters.
And that
there
was
nothing there.
And what was that? That was on
Thursday evening.
Let me just say this. Thursday evening, supposedly, windows were broken all over. Yet, from our protest, we saw maybe 1 or 2 eggs. We saw a couple. And I followed one of the people who spray painted something. I taped a couple anarchists grabbing a dumpster and flipping it over into an abandoned street. It was immediately picked up and put back. A couple of wooden boards and stuff like that. Nothing major whatsoever. Nothing that couldn't have been handled by people without riot gear.
Regular people.
Regular police officers could have handled this detail. But we need an excuse to bring in military checkpoints. And that's what they were. Military checkpoints with Humvees everywhere. Final segment with Rob Dew coming up after this. Luke Radowski at the top of the hour. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audiobook on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
Just read this mainline account so people can get a grasp on how manipulative the mainstream media and even the raw media. I mean, this is a report directly from Reuters. It didn't get picked up by anybody else. Maybe the local media covered this a little tiny bit, but the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette actually wrote a pretty fair story while you were detained. I should print that one. I have that linked over at theinfowarrior.com. But let me just read the spin. Police and anti-capitalist protesters clashed at the University of Pittsburgh campus on Friday evening. anti-capitalist protesters.
Freedom-loving
protesters? I didn't see anyone preaching against cat. There was no anti-capitalist posters. Like I said, there was a couple anarchists, possibly provocateurs. And another thing that really lets me know that provocateurs are in charge of these organizations, and a lot of them are well-meaning idiots. You know, they're looking for something to rebel against. They don't have a lot of time on their hands or brains in their head, so they're just willing to listen to somebody else. Yeah, let's get violent. Yeah, we're taking them down. That sort of thing. Is that Cindy Sheehan on Wednesday tried to go to the anarchist meeting to see what they had planned to take part in it, and they threw her out. Yeah. See, they don't want a legitimate voice there. So the anti-capitalist protesters, she's total garbage.
She's not a trust fund kid. I think that's why she wasn't allowed.
Exactly. A lot of them are trust fund kid. Team Space Bag. Hours after the Group of the 20 summit of rich and developing nations ended, police shot beanbags filled with rubber pellets to disperse about 40 demonstrators that gathered at a plaza for a rally against police brutality organized by Twitter messages. This was not organized by Twitter messages. People got together after the initial 10,000 protest winded down over in that city square where they had a concert. I believe it was East Park, actually, is where it ended.
Right.
That's where I got word of it. That's where I actually contacted you after you got on the bus. I said, well, it looks like there might be something at about 10 p.m. because we were even skeptical that something was going to go down there.
Right. Yeah, we weren't sure.
I mean, the way it had broken up so quickly from 10,000 to just a few thousand to then a few hundred, and without any real incident that second day.
And the night before seemed to be overblown. That Thursday night where they said there were burning things and rioting.
We didn't see any of that.
Right there's nothing going on.
Exactly. The most action that we had seen up until that point was the protest march that occurred on, I believe it was Thursday. Thursday was that initial protest march
That was Wednesday.
Wednesday. Yeah. You're right.
Thursday was the big one, and then Friday was the,
No. Friday was the big march.
Oh, Friday was. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was Thursday. Yeah. I was correct. It was Thursday. Anyway. Thursday was when, we went to the park. Mainstream media was there trying to make it about the anarchists, although the anarchists weren't that big. In fact, I got an interview with some pretty interesting people out there. And when I saw Cindy, I also saw Reverend Billy of What Would Jesus Buy? And he was bullhorning. Apparently he's running for mayor of New York City. You may not agree with everything he has to say, but I think he's got a really good non-consumer message, and it's a good, he's on the green ticket. It's a way to challenge Bloomberg, who, if you know anything about Bloomberg, another billionaire who does not have our best interests at heart. You know, another power grabber, another member of the elite, somebody who would like to have a role as a vice president or possibly a president in the future. Somebody who, in my opinion, is extremely heartless for letting all these first responders die from being on the scene and refusing to give them the aid they need. It's disgusting to me, Rob.
Totally.
So, again, they say they dispersed 40 demonstrators. No, they locked the entire city of Oakland down. And no, it's not Oakland, California. A lot of people are in Oakland. No.
Right.
Pittsburgh has three pretty big sections. You got downtown Pittsburgh. You got the south side. Then you got Oakland. And Lawrenceville is somewhere in between there.
On the other side of the hill.
Yeah, much. Yeah, exactly. And they locked down all of Oakland. And I mean, I'm going by regular students. There's a lot of footage of me, you know, taping students who are just trying to go downtown to have fun. And they've got to come right back up because the riot police are like, look, everything's shut down. Everything's locked down. We tried to find a steak, a sandwich store that was closed. People were in fear. I mean, how many windows did we see boarded up downtown?
Yeah, they were boarded up everywhere. And that was on the beyond the zone that you could even drive through.
That's right.
They were they had those zones. They had it blocked off for cars. And then inside that, they had it blocked off for pedestrians. There was not one demonstration that I saw in there. I think the Falun Gong got in through the barricades at one point, but they were marching on the sidewalk. You know, nobody was in the street. And I think they got in on Wednesday, Thursday and got in. But you know, they were carrying banners, probably being very quiet, not being very vocal.
Well, they had assured us that first night. I had talked to that first officer while they were setting up the barricades and I was taping. He said, no, we're not going to regulate pedestrian traffic. But then as soon as that first protest occurred, boy, did they regulate pedestrian traffic.
Credentials.
You could not, I wasn't allowed to walk over several bridges. Yeah. I tried to get downtown. They said, no, you can't be here, sir. You just have to go somewhere else. We had to go hide out in a bar for 90 minutes before we could get even into town. And then we had to walk over the bridge because we couldn't take our car there. Thank you so much, Rob Dew. Much more on the Alex Jones Show tomorrow and throughout the week. We'll be back after this.
Direct from Austin. coast to coast and in your face. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Luke Radowski coming up at the top of the hour. But now I want to take you through this 7.5-minute video. It's posted over at Infowars.com. It's over at the InfoWarrior.com. Go check it out at the Alex Jones channel. I'm pretty much going to let the video speak for itself and comment throughout. But again, I started off showing you there's not that many people in this park. But yet, the militarized police are there with the military and LRAD weapons and tear gas and rubber bullets, and pepper spray, and batons, and quite frankly, a psychotic attitude that they would attack a 120-pound kid with a peace flag wrapped around his neck, trying to get his bicycle, probably his only means of transportation out there. Some of us didn't, you know, grow up with the trust fund. Some of us didn't have daddy buy us the Eddie Bauer mobile. Some of us had to get around on a bicycle. So without further ado, let's get to this video and we'll do the play-by-play even when Burma squeals like a pig, because it happens. I get grabbed. I'm trying to get out of there. I'm sorry if I got a little bit of a high voice and I'm not as brave as some people think. I don't want to be detained. I don't want to be beaten. I don't want to be tear gassed. I don't want to be tased. You know, I want to get out of there by the skin of my, you know what. And here it is right here without further ado.
press. They're all going to be on TV.
Guys, just remember that's a young girl right there. Please.
A young girl with homework. And again, about 20 people, maybe 30 people around her. Now, what I'm showing you here is everybody's got the gas masks on, and the park is essentially empty. It's empty except for the police officers. I am all by my lonesome at this point. And what happens? Oh, look, the military's here to protect us. Isn't that lovely? And the military is here to protect us. And I'm just going by police officer after police officer. You can hear the helicopter with the spotlight in the background. That's what's going on there. They were spotlighting people trying to get away. Notice all the grass. Okay, there's no one there. There's barely any protest going on.
Tell me where I gotta go, sir.
And here's the squeal. It's coming up. I get chased down by this jackboot here. He starts charging at me.
I'm asking where
Faster.
I gotta be.
Turn around!
Alright, jeez. Well,
and that's where I get grabbed right there.
I didn't do anything. Not violent.
This guy starts reaching in for his twist ties like he's going to arrest me. The dogs start barking at me. So I start filming the dogs. All of a sudden, on my left, I get approached.
All right. I'm on the sidewalk.
You know, it's not enough that I'm backing off. I've got a camera. The camera is the new semi-automatic. Now, at this point, they just grab this guy who's all by himself over on the side, and they just toss him down. Watch as he walks away. He's walking away. His hands are up. That's not enough. You get thrown to the ground, boy. That's how we roll. Just totally. And then he gets. Someone points a weapon.
Other police action may include actual physical removal, the use of riot control agents, and or less lethal munitions, which could cause risk of injury to those who remain.
You can hear Luke Radowski again trying to peaceably assemble while I literally film hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of riot police getting into formation. And here's where they get rabid.
Here we go. Time to go home, boys. Time to go home, boys. Time to go home, boys. Go, move.
Hey, post right there. Post right here.
I don't think so.
Not going to let you leave, buddy. And that's where they break his knuckle. Did you hear it? JC, I have a broken knuckle. And then the guy sprays him with pepper spray. It's unbelievable. And just in a moment, I just had to keep filming and leave this part in just to show you all the officers there. And then the mass arrests begin right to the left of me, basically to the left of where that guy was just beaten with the baton. Here they are. People are putting their arms up. They're getting on their knees. They're getting twist tied. But according to the Associated Press and Reuters, this just didn't happen. I mean, look at this show of force. Dogs, riot gear, military, LRAD weapons, popping people with rubber bullets, using tear gas. See, this is where they let the one press woman leave, right here. So they'll let her leave. They won't let Rob do leave.
I'm walking. I'm like, let me get out. They start camera, like, going all around us. I'm walking. Police officer just shoves me with his nightstick. I start running. They're like, you're not moving quick enough. Takes me and beats me.
Okay, for your safety, get on the ground.
And now we're all being arrested for what?
Get on the ground. Sir, for your safety, get down on the ground.
Can I get out of press?
Sir, for your safety, get down.
Right.
You're with the press?
Yes, sir.
Who are you with?
Infowars.com's not good enough. You just have to lie down and get arrested and be detained all night and cuffed all night and then humiliated. And there's an LRAD weapon right here, but they don't exist. Let's just say that sound weapons don't exist in Afghanistan and Iraq, and they don't exist in America. It's easier that way, right? It makes you feel a little warmer inside. And again, you see an almost abandoned street. This doesn't stop the cops from launching the tear gas. And here's another victim of that tear gas.
Now keep them up, man. Tip your head all the way back, guy. Come on.
I don't know.
And there he is being taken off to the hospital by a couple other people, basically having to walk him out and carry him. And that's the end of the video right there. Of course, we shot hours and hours and hours of video. You're going to get to see the initial protest on Thursday that got completely out of control due to the police and their excessive force, due to the LRAD weapons that were used, due to the psychology of these madmen. Why can't we get along? Why can't we live in peace? Why is it that 20 world leaders get to come into our nation, grandstand, openly blow out our economy, call for one world governance, and we can't do anything? We're demonized. We're categorized as anarchists or anti-capitalists or anti-American. I love this country, okay? But we are in distress. If there was ever a time to be rocking an upside down flag the rest of your, rest of your days as your bumper sticker or as a tattoo or as a t-shirt, now is the time. We are in a state of emergency. Barack Obama is the head of the UN Security Council as a sitting president. There's no conflict of interest there. He is loyal to internationalists. He is loyal to the globalists. He is not loyal to you or I. I promise you that. You think Barack Obama cares? That he's probably laughing. He's probably seen some of the footage. He's kicking back. They can't even get close. We were actually told the first day we were there, Wednesday, we got there Tuesday night. We were able to film because there wasn't any security around. We went to the convention center Wednesday morning to get some B-roll, and we had security come outside and say, no, you're not allowed to film or take pictures here. And it just so happened while I was sitting there filming and Rob Dew was approached by security first. I taped some of that. Then the guy came up and approached me and I said, I can't stand on the sidewalk and tape. There was a gentleman who was a limo driver with a couple other residents of Pittsburgh, and he started cursing the security guard out. He's like, what do you mean he can't film? That person just filmed. That person just took a picture. What's the problem? Isn't this America? He said some other choice words that I can't mention here on air. But I said to myself, all right, at least there's still somewhat of a fighting spirit left in American citizens, in individual humanity. Because without our humanity, folks, what are we connected to? Without looking out for our brothers, our sisters in arms, who are we? We're self-centered, sociopathic, consumerist idiots. That's who we are. If we can't look around and say we have to love one another, we have to try to get along with one another, we have to try to do right in this society, we have to seek justice, what are we here for? What are we here for? Are we here to slurp down beer, eat Domino's pizza, and watch baseball games? Is that it? And just obey our lords and masters? You know, when I went down in the initial protest on Thursday and we were kind of corralled off, it got down to me, Cindy Sheehan, Josh, and a few others. We went down and there was a bunch of Falun Gong protesters who were sitting there doing their meditations, had a bunch of great signs out there. The first they came for him and I did nothing, and then they came for my neighbor and I did nothing, and then they came for me and I wish I had done something. That entire poem was out there. They had huge posters talking about how their organs were being harvested now. Falun Gong members' organs being harvested now on the black market in China. Yet, I went to interview one of these gentlemen. He came up to me seeking an interview, saw that I was with the press, wanted me to tell the story. I said, of course, let me get an interview with you. So he told me the problems, and I said to him, sir, do you believe that China is a police state? And the psychological warfare that has been waged against these people actually had him say to me, no, I don't think China's a police state. I think it's just the leader of the Communist Party. And, you know, I felt bad for him at that moment. I thought to myself, well, it won't matter what leader there is in the Communist Party, or if they call it socialism or capitalism, as long as you let them set policies like you're only allowed one child, you're guilty until proven innocent. Yes, the military are the police and they can be on the streets. You live in a police state dictatorship. You need to come to terms with that. Nothing is going to change. You get that leader out, another corrupt leader is just going to come right in. We have to continue to expose this tyranny, these crimes against humanity, if we ever want to win, if we ever want to enjoy victory. And it'll only be temporary victory. Good and evil exist, folks. They're constantly fighting one another. And people who try to possess power and rule over others and take over, guess what? The majority of them are inherently evil. They're looking out for themselves. They don't care about the consequences in the masses. They don't care what happens to you and yours. They will literally kill thousands, millions, billions of people if they get the chance. And they can only do this, unfortunately, with our help. It takes people on the ground, like you and me, our neighbors, the people that live amongst us, our family members. I know most of you out there have an uncle, an aunt, a cousin, a brother, a sister who's in law enforcement or in the military. But when they're deployed against the American populace, what can we do but expose this, fight back, and try to educate them? I mean, they want you to raise your hand against them. They want you to take up physical violence so that they can come in with the pretext of 1,200 troops to 200 protesters, if there were even 200 or 300. Again, they arrested over 100 people, but many of them just college students wondering what was going on. Now, coming up in the next hour, we're going to have Luke Radowski with us for a full hour to really flesh out the entire event, how he was able to take over NBC with Brian Williams, nightly news. He was all over the local news there. Everywhere I actually saw a television set where they were playing this stuff, Luke was out there with a bullhorn. He really did just an amazing job. He continues to be another beacon for freedom and truth. But we're also going to take your calls. We're going to take your calls at 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244. And we're also going to take from the direct line 512-646-1776. We are looking for G20 specific comments and questions. So if you want to talk about what just occurred in Pittsburgh, we got another 2 hours. I want to get your take on it. I want to hear what you've seen on the news. I want to hear what you think about the coverage by InfoWars. I want to hear what you think about the coverage from CNN. You know, I go to this Concert for Climate Change that was put together by Al Gore and others. And Al Gore didn't even really show up. He gave a video message. Oh, thank you, Lord Al. Thank you, Mr. Gore. And all these people are speaking out against CO2. And again, well-meaning idiots. I taped this one protest where this girl had a canary cage on her head with a fake dead canary on top, with two flags, she was supposedly the mother goddess or something, coming out of her back and a cape. And then they took the canary down and they had a piece of coal lying on a bandana with like a globe in it. And they were worshiping Mother Earth and coal is going to save us. And the Waxman proposal is what we want. I'm like, what? And then a couple of people who actually knew what was going on showed up. They had an Al Gore type deception dollar speaking out against the carbon tax. They said, look, these elitists want us to pay to try to fix the environment. No, this is another money-making scam. What they're going to do is charge us to breathe. And I said, wait, you don't want to be taxed to breathe? She's like, no, I'd rather not be taxed to breathe. I'd rather not have my carbon emissions be regulated by the same globalists that are in charge today. And I couldn't agree more. We're going to come back with your calls after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, 888-201-2244.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Folks, we are back. We're going to have Luke Radowski up in just a few moments, but I'm going to jump to some of your calls. If you were shocked at what you saw at the demonstrations at the G20, if you have a comment of what went down at the G20 or the communique that was already, you know, predetermined, this is a dog and pony show. This is a psychological operation on the world populace to let you know, and really the American public, to let them know, yes, the dollar's dying. It's no longer going to be the world currency. We all need to work together. And by the way, they beat the war drums against Iran, really hyping up that threat big time at the G20 as well. Any of that stuff, please call in 888-201-2244 or 512-646-1776. We're also going to have Luke Radowski fielding questions in the next hour as well. Jasper in Massachusetts. Jasper, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. How you doing?
I'm all right, man.
Good. Glad you made it back in one piece. How you feeling?
I'm feeling all right. My legs are a little bit tired. My feet are a little bit sore, but I wouldn't have traded it for anything in the world because there's really no substitute for a first account, a hand of history.
I know what you mean, man. I was in the San Francisco protest where we went up on the Oakland Bridge and took over that.
Excellent, excellent.
And, I'm just really proud of you guys. I'm really proud of Luke. My girlfriend and I went on his site, and you can tell him he's probably listening right now, but we chipped in, and so he should be able to buy his DVD duplicator now.
He needs all the help he can get, you know, not only on DVD duplicators and such, but now he might have a court case. I mean, he has to go back to Pittsburgh Wednesday, and that trip alone is probably going to cost him a couple hundred dollars just to get down there and back.
Yeah, well, do you want to put me over to your producer after the call, and I'll leave my number for Luke, because we could probably spot him a little extra, too, for that.
All right. You know what? I will leave you with a producer, and then we will put you in touch with an email or a phone number for Luke as well. We'll get your phone number and email, and I'll have Luke get that after he's a guest. I really appreciate the call, Jasper.
What do you need?
Good. What do I
need? Do you want anything?
No, nah, man. Hey, you know what I need? I need
to
burn DVDs.
What about the guys who hosted you?
What do you mean?
Do any of those guys need bullhorns or cameras or anything?
You know, not that I know of, but I will say this. We Are Change is a hell of an organization, and they came from all over. It wasn't just New York We Are Change. It was Jersey We Are Change. It was Philly 9/11 Truth that was there. So, you know, I love We Are Change. You talk to Luke. I'm sure he's got a lot of ways that you can help, Jasper. I really appreciate it, man. All right, let's jump to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the line. Yes,
Jason?
Sir. Hey, hey.
Well, you're a brave soul, Jason.
I'm not as brave as people think, you know. Again, I had to get down there because I wanted to know what was going on. I was lucky enough to have a camera that wasn't too big and didn't weigh me down that much. You know, I got as close as I thought I could without getting a rubber bullet to the mouth or a baton to the face. And there were a couple times where it was a little bit hairy. But what are you going to do? I mean, these people have to be exposed. If not me, then who? I mean, who else is going to put out this video? That's the problem. So, you know, when you live in a nation and really a world of cowards who are more concerned, again, with their favorite sports team. And by the way, I went to I went from the Pirates game to that riot. I went and met one of my college friends at the Pirates game. He's a dental student out there. We were up kicking back in the Southwest Delta Center part where they were giving out free beer and free food and everybody was being mindless. But luckily there were a couple kids there that, you know, my friend said, hey, you got to meet these guys. They're big fans. They came over. They said, wow, we've seen your work. What are you doing here? Hold over, Mark. I'm going to come back to you.
Thank you.
You got it. You know, they said, wow, what are you doing here? I'm like, I'm here to cover the G20. And they said, well, why are you covering the G20? And I explained it. And even these, you know, really well-meaning, nice people, they still don't have the big picture, the global perspective of how the globalists are trying to bring in a new world order of tyranny. So we got to show them bigger pieces of the puzzle. We're going to come back with Luke Radowski and your phone calls after this.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
I'm on the outside. I'm looking in. I can see through you. See your true colors inside your ugly. You're ugly like me. I can see through you. See through the rain.
We are back. Second hour of the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. Remember, if you miss any of the program, we've got the podcast over at theinfowarrior.com. Very important program today, really recapping everything that happened to the at the G20 in Pittsburgh. We're speaking to Mark in Oregon. And, you know, again, I just have to say, if not me, then who? And I hope that more and more people look in the mirror tonight, tomorrow, next week, next month, and say the same thing. Pick an issue. Get involved. I saw so many well-meaning protesters that just don't get it, that just need a little bit more of a push, a little bit more of an education out there. I mean, if Bush were still in office, instead of seeing a dozen or so Iraqi veterans against the war, I would have seen 100 or so. But now Obama's here to save us, and a lot of the left has bought into that, unfortunately. So there's a lot of work to do out there. Mark, what do you got for me?
People, whether it be my own relatives, whether it be people that I meet at random, am I going about? And I have seen people who understand the documentation, but they will not consider adopting it as being truth. There's some fissure that occurs in the human mind at the behest, you might say, of fear of consequences. And I have seen people who actually do know the truth, but they are able to program the truth out of their mind because the truth is too terrible, and they know that they can't handle it. Now you have people like yourself and myself and Alex and many others, but probably are in a minority. I hope not, and I hope that if it is a minority, that it becomes a majority before things become irreversible in our reality here in the near time frame. And that really is a big difference between the two types of people. There are bigger people and there are smaller people. And it's a matter of individuality. And I just thank God for people like yourself that inspire all of us out here who desperately, desperately want to stop what is occurring here, especially in light of where it's going to, by all appearances, in the very near future. But that's my statement to you, Jason, and maybe a memorial to you today because, you know, you're quite the person. I've been around about 60 years. I've seen a lot of different people, and when Alex and you came together, there's a like energy there, and anyone who has a like energy to Alex and a passion by virtue of that for the truth and essentially has no fear of the consequences when the consequences the possible consequences are all around you. They make it plain to make it plain to you that there are consequences if you come out and you try to expose them. That's true for all of us. But you step out into the realm of reality and put yourself on the line, just like Charlie Sheen has, just like Alex has, just like I'm doing with this phone call. I think it's a matter of spirit. It's a matter of individuality, as I say, and you should just count yourself very fortunate because you're on the side of good, my friend. You truly are.
Well, thank you so much.
Jason,
yeah, go ahead.
If I could mention one more thing to you real quick, you're
sure.
Most welcome, and I appreciate you. You have been very busy. You've been out of town, and I'm pretty sure you have heard about this, but I don't know how much of the details that you've gotten, but have you heard about the quarantine naval ship that's quarantined, U.S. Navy ship off the coast of San Diego, California?
I actually have not. I have not even heard that one. You know, I've got a couple other stories in front of me, but not that one. I'll have to look into it, Mark. I got to jump because we're about to jump to the next break. Thank you so much. Listen, I'm flattered that, you know, people might look up to me or what I'm doing, but we need more and more people to do the same exact thing. I mean, they look at me with that camera like I'm armed with a 50 cal because they know that I can punch more holes in their agenda with a simple camcorder than you can with a weapon. The pen and now the video camera are definitely mightier than the sword. We'll be back after this with Luke Radowski and your calls.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audio book on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
When they tortured and scared you for 20-odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be.
And I am joined by yet another working class hero right now, Luke Radowski. And this song actually reminds me of the beginning of, well, I wouldn't say it was the beginning of the protest on Friday night, because it wasn't really a protest. There weren't that many people there. Luke was bullhorning knowledge, and there was this young punk college student kind of during the back going, "Do you have a job? Do you even have a job?" And I walked up to him. I said, yeah, he does have a job. He works for the Russian media, actually. He has a paycheck. What do you do? Oh, that's right. You're a student. You don't work at all. Your mom and dad pay for everything. You're a privileged, spoiled brat that's a know-nothing and couldn't tell me the three branches of government. And he kind of looked at me and he just, you know, oh, he does have a job. Didn't really have an answer to that one, did he, Luke?
No, he sure didn't have an answer to that. I mean, I work full-time, I go to school full-time, and I make it my priority to make time to try to save this republic that we all live in and make a better life for all of us and our kids to come.
Absolutely. All right, Luke, let's break down the whole trip. Let's move away from the horrors that happened on Friday evening. We'll get to that at the bottom of the hour. We're also going to take some calls while you're with us. I mean, I've got loaded phone lines. I've got John, Mark, Mike, Jake, and Dave. We're going to go to all those phone calls and much more, I promise you. But just tell people when you got in. I think that you got in, I believe it was either Tuesday evening or Wednesday morning, and just some of the first things you did when you got into Pittsburgh.
I mean, as soon as we got into Pittsburgh, we went to this protest with Cindy Sheehan, Reverend Billy, downtown in Pittsburgh. And that was a very kind of peaceful kind of rally thing until the cops got out the pepper spray and the sound wave weapons. Me and the whole We Are Change crew, I mean, we had people from We Are Change Rhode Island, We Are Change Pittsburgh, Chicago, Ohio join us. We all got really pepper sprayed really bad. And I'm telling you, that stuff hurts you really bad.
Yeah, it is tough when you breathe it in.
It was just incredible.
It was. And you know, you talked about that first peaceful march. Now, that took place, it started in Arsenal Park. And right away, the police force blocked off the initial street that they were going to march down, forcing everybody to go to the other side of the street and up the road. Now, obviously, this was part of their plan as they dispersed large groups. Again, it started with about 2,000, knocked down to 1,500, 1,000 as they kept warding it off. The next time that I saw you, because I saw you before the march actually happened while thousands were massing at the event, was in front of the LRAD weapons. And that was the first time that I had seen them in use. And we were right next to those weapons.
Yeah, those things are very powerful. I mean, my ears are still ringing from that. I mean, you could cover your eardrums and you could still hear everything that they were saying clearly right in your head. It was very... You know, they dispersed all the crowds, and then all the crowds went on all different side streets. The cops came on the side streets and started gassing everybody. And that's when we got hit with the pepper spray, me and Danny and everybody, and that was not comfortable at all.
No, not at all. And I actually, while I was on the side, I ran into Cindy after they started tear gassing people, and then another couple individuals who were, again, just residents of Pittsburgh who came out to shoot some camera footage. They didn't even have a video camera. He just wanted to take some pictures, and he had been tear gassed, and he couldn't believe it. He said, look, I don't know what all these people are here for. I don't even care about the G20. I'm just a working schmo. One of the things I do is take pictures. I got hit with tear gas. I couldn't believe it. This is totally unnecessary.
It totally was. And then we were just trying to get out of that area there. We were trying to walk downtown, see what was going on downtown. And then the cops were blocking off all the roofs and all the streets downtown. And I was like, what the hell's going on here? So I just got the bullhorn and started talking to the cops and talking to everybody. Like, we're just trying to go downtown. And now we got to face you guys right now. And that's when, the local media picked up on me bullhorning and they played it all over Pittsburgh. And then that also was on NBC Nightly News. We started walking around, and then we see Nightly News going live right on the bridge as we were walking into downtown later.
And the funny thing about that is, Luke, as you took it over, they tried to cut the mic, but they cut the wrong mic, and then all you could hear was you instead of Brian Williams.
Yeah, I know. I got to watch the whole thing because we were there for a while, and it was pretty hilarious seeing us just getting our message across to millions and millions of people just with that one bullhorn. I mean, the producers came out, started shoving me and pushing me. I was like, listen, buddy, you want to talk to me like a gentleman. I'm, we're not doing anything wrong here. Don't push me and shove me. And they're saying, oh, they can't hear you at all on that. I'm like, if they can't hear me, why are you here trying to get me stopped? I'm not going to stop. And then we just kept going and going, and we took over that whole show.
And it shows the power of just one individual. We have great power within ourselves if we choose to use it. I mean, you're a guy who's been doing this since he was a teenager. You're only in your early 20s at this point, Luke. And you've done more for this country, being born in Poland, by the way, than the majority of people that I meet in this movement or any of these supposed do-gooders out there. I mean, you've done things in the past few years of your life as a young man that some people will never accomplish in a lifetime because they are too cowardly to stand up for what is right.
Thank you, Jason. But we're all leaders. We're all individuals. And when I tell you this, I mean it. Nothing is impossible. We can do anything we want. I mean, we reached out to millions of people. I'm not letting you just by interrupting their show and getting our message across to that larger audience. It's simple. It's easy. We're not doing anything wrong but fighting for truth, and that is the strongest weapon we have, stronger than those Allied weapons, stronger than their batons and their chemical weapons that they use against us, because that message of truth and love speaks so much to the heart, so much to the human mind, that there's nothing defeating it. There's nothing that could stop it. And we have to use that to our advantage and get out there and stop being afraid to be who we really are. I know this information. It doesn't matter how much I say, it matters what I do with it. Knowledge is power, but it's only power when we know how to use it and implement it to the right cause.
I agree 100%. Let's take some calls, Luke. Let's go to John in Colorado. John, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I don't have a computer, Jason. I'm a Vietnam vet, disabled vet, and ex-federal law enforcement myself, and I'm just ashamed. And so all this stuff you guys have been reporting is true, then, where these kids, honestly, Jason, these kids near a college in a park were doing nothing, and these cops started clubbing them?
Yeah, absolutely. When you see the video of the kid in a piece, he has a peace flag wrapped around his back.
Yeah, I heard
like
you. Yeah, I heard you.
Yeah, I mean, this guy's not doing anything. He's like, please let me go. Please, fleeing the scene. He's on the, by the way, he's on the other side of the road where I am. I'm literally maybe 5 or 10 feet away from him. There's no cops behind us, but he gets blocked off by, I would say it's probably like a 2-foot piece of concrete. So as he's getting beaten, he jumps over the concrete. He tries to take the bike. They baton him. He doesn't get the bike. Then he waits and they start to walk away. He's like, please, let me just go get my bike. He reaches down to get the bike. They baton his knuckle. They break his knuckle. And they beat his bike while he tries to get the bike away. And then just moments later, you know, I'm just trying to not get arrested and get a good viewpoint with my camera.
Right.
You start to see people putting their hands up, getting on their knees, and being twist-tied. And just like Luke said earlier on the Alex Jones show, what they did is they said, you know, you have to leave, you have to leave. And then as soon as you tried to leave, they cornered you and they said, look, for your own safety, get on the ground, get on your knees, because we've already shot off rubber bullets. We've already shot off tear gas cannons. We've already beaten people with batons. If you want that to continue, then go ahead and do your thing, but you're not leaving here. And again, not one mainstream media source has said that anybody got arrested. And again, the process for the protesters, again, is different than people who are normally arrested. They get their digital fingerprints taken. They don't have charges put against them. They're kept in cuffs in a room all night with each other. It's mind-blowing, John.
You had a girl, Jason, that was on a bike, and they hit her in the head?
No. I did not film that. That Jones had seen a separate video.
It was done.
It was the riot police. Listen, there were so many police there. I think that them is really a broad term. They brought out, I saw DHS while I was down there, okay?
Army, Jason?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
There were military. Army there.
Yeah, yes. National Guard, the FBI was there taking everybody's information down at the detention center. They were clubbing me. I got clubbed. Anybody near them that wanted to leave was getting clubbed. And
well,
even people walking by, students who had nothing to do with nothing, were just getting arrested for no reason. I was, you know, on the bus with kids who were just, I was just walking home. I was just seeing what was happening. And they were all arrested with everybody.
Do you think these kids' parents are going to be able to file lawsuits, Jason?
We'll see if any of them actually have the gumption to do so. They obviously have a case, and the video will help.
Exactly. I was wondering, did any of the kids get any names? Were any of you guys be able to get any of the cops' names or the military? Any of them?
They all had
cleared to nobody. We didn't know who they were. We kept asking for names. You kept asking where they're from, who they are. We weren't told nothing. But I want to launch a countersuit against these guys since I'm being charged right now. I got to go back Wednesday. I'm asking people to help me find lawyers. Help me finance money for lawyers, because I want to make this a case, because a destruction of one person's civil liberties is a destruction for all people's civil liberties, and we have to fight this tooth and nail in courts right now. We have all the video, we have all the proof of them lying, setting us up, and we need to fight this battle right now in the court system.
I thank you for the call, John, and I'd also like to make the point, and there'll be a separate video on YouTube within the next couple days, possibly tomorrow if I get the chance. You know, I am working on Invisible Empire almost every day, and I just took off about a week without working on it. It's pretty hard to do that when you're on a film. But I went up to over a dozen, let me repeat that, over a dozen military personnel, maybe close to 24. I'll see when I go through the video, and asked each of them what posse comitatus was. and how they felt about critics who said that this was a violation of that. And not one of them could tell me what posse comitatus was. One guy claimed to know, okay? And I said to him, okay, well, tell me what it is. You'd be the first person in military uniform to tell me what posse comitatus is. And then he just got a blank stare on his face like he was dumbfounded. And I said, sir, it's the separation of military and police. And quite frankly, you shouldn't be here. We'll be back after this, taking your calls. Mark, Mike, Jake, and more. We got Luke Radowski. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Years and years I roamed, I gazed up.
Change.org. If you could help Luke in any way with his upcoming trial, he has to go back to Pittsburgh on Wednesday. The trip alone will probably cost him a couple hundred dollars. That's not including any kind of lawyer fees or representation or trying to fight this. You can go to wearechange.org, send them an email, send them your support. We already had somebody send us some information we're going to hook Luke up with afterwards. It's very important that we fight this tyranny in every way, shape, and form we possibly can, Luke.
It definitely is. I mean, we can't allow this to happen under our noses. We have to countersue. We did nothing wrong. We have the truth, and most importantly, we have the evidence with those video cameras to prove the wrongdoing on the part of the National Guard, on the Pittsburgh Police Department. I mean, it's just insane what's happening in our country right now, and unless we make a stand, you know, we're going to continue to see this happening in our world, and we got to stop this where it starts.
You know, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and if the guys out there print up the article for me, it's over at theinfowarrior.com, and on the initial article where I say that Rob Dew has been detained or even worse, I put a link to the one story where they said, hey, the police were out of control. This wasn't necessary. They attacked. They actually mentioned you. I don't know if they mentioned you by name, but they said somebody was talking about 9/11 conspiracies with a bullhorn. Look, it's not a conspiracy that the government lied to us about 9/11, that the media helped cover up what actually happened on 9/11, that the 9/11 Commission was set up to fail, that this is an international intelligence operation that included Saudi Arabia, Israel, Pakistan, and the shadow government here at home. That's the reality. That's the uncomfortable truth that has brought us two unimaginable wars and a police state at home in the past 8 years that nobody seems to care about, that nobody seems to step up and say, we're done, we're over, we can't have this anymore. Nobody except for people like Luke Radowski, Alex Jones, Cindy Sheehan. We need more, Luke. We need more people to step up to the plate and try to knock it out of the park.
Yeah, we sure do. And just today, I just left a rally for NYC CAN. They were rallying with hundreds of people, victims, family members, Daniel Sinjata. We just had a huge rally in New York City for those 80,000 petitions that New Yorkers signed for a new investigation of 9/11. I just left that right now. I got home last night, 4 o'clock in the morning, after taking care of everything. But the fight is within us, and we can do anything we want. You know, the only thing stopping us is us. And we have to believe in ourselves and use our hearts and minds to its fullest potential, because this is what life is really about. It's about fixing the wrongs and helping other people out. And we need to understand, we have to change the tide of history right now. History is going down in the wrong path, and we have to make sure we correct that.
I absolutely agree. Let's take some more calls. Mark in Georgia. Mark, you're on the line. Yes, sir. Mark. Once, twice. Mike in Utah. Mike, you're on the line.
Hey, it's really a pleasure and an honor to talk to both of you. And I just want to thank you both for what you did in Pittsburgh. And thank Alex and Rob Dew for his sacrifices for this as well. I am a person who has been involved in political life for many, many years. I was actually part of Ron Paul's campaign in 1988.
Awesome.
And did a lot of work with that campaign. I just want to drive home the point to both of you that, you know, I'm going to talk a little bit about a comment that, I guess a little bit of dialogue between Ron Paul and Alex earlier today. When Ron Paul left the question of what the Fed and talked about what was happening to some of the people at the event, you know, about all we got out of Ron, I'm not putting down Ron because Ron is a fantastic guy when it comes to the work he's doing in Congress. Mm-hmm. But all he could muster as a comment was, yeah, that's pretty bad. And that was the entire conversation between Ron and Alex about all of the travesties that occurred over the week and the last couple of days in Pittsburgh. And, you know, I'm part of Campaign for Liberty, and I've been to their trainings, and I'm excited about where I think that organization can go. But one of the lapses that I see in so many organizations across the country is that when something happens to a person like Luke, this kind of thing happens, everybody's kind of attitude is, well, you know something, we're all working for positive change. Your little problem with the authorities is not something we're going to get in the middle of.
good luck dealing with that all by yourself. Good luck carrying the crushing weight of the legal station. You know, I experienced it myself. I was put in jail in Utah for 5 days by Republican authorities.
Well, Mike, that's why people like yourself and other individuals out there that may have not stepped up to the plate for one issue or another need to step up for this one. And, you know, if we can support each other on these little, quote-unquote, small things, which aren't small, they have huge repercussions like this police brutality, this militarized riot gear out there, then we can still have victory. I understand your frustrations, but I still think we can move forward. I thank you for the call.
Coast to coast and in your face. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar power generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
You and me will all go down in history with a sad Statue of Liberty and a generation that didn't agree. Generation.
You know, speaking to the last comment that was made about how Ron Paul says that's too bad and then he just moves on. You know, we can't expect every big name and every movement that we get behind to jump on to every single issue. That's why listeners out there that may have never called in or may have never contributed to a money bomb or joined an organization like We Are Change, now is the time to step up. We can't expect Ron Paul, Cindy Sheehan, Alex Jones, Luke Radowski to fix all of the world's problems. It's going to take a lot more of us. And if, you know, Johnny Nobody out there, you know, the cousin of Johnny Nonsense, perhaps, comes in, steps up, says, hey, I've got $20 I can donate. That can help. Comes in and says, you know what? I can get a copy of Fabled Enemies and I can make 100 dupes of that and I can hand that out. That can help. I can go out and bullhorn my local official. I can go to a town hall meeting and ask a serious question. I can get on the board of the PTA and make decisions about what my children's learn and what they have to inject into their arm with this swine flu. I mean, we're not even talking about anything more than the police state after this last week in Pittsburgh, but the issues aren't gone. Those problems haven't been solved. We continually have to be vigilant. Luke Radowski.
I mean, you're definitely right. Great point. We can't all do everything, but we each ourselves have to be leaders in what we believe in. We have to stand up and not look up on other people to do something. You have to do something, and you have the power and ability in yourself to be a great leader and be someone that other people look up to. So, again, this is a leaderless resistance for a reason, because it's about everybody taking action and everybody standing up for what they believe in. And that's the only way we can be really successful, is if we all stand together.
Absolutely. Let's continue with the calls. Jake in New York. Jake, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. I'm calling about the potential collapse of the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
In 2 years, say, in the dollar hits the crapper, and I don't know, what do you see the next move being after that? What do you see us going to, the Amero system, the rumored Amero system, or mm-hmm. what do you see happening?
Well, you know, that's
the dollar,
that's the big question, and I actually had a discussion about that last week, right before UFC 103 with a couple individuals there. I was telling them what was going to be announced at this G20, the emergence of the global currency, the strengthening of the SDR, or special drawings rights unit, and the devaluation of the dollar. Webster Tarpley seems to believe that they won't have that regional Amero currency. He's not right all the time, but boy, he does some great research and he's made some pretty big predictions. So I'm not sure. I don't even know if it's going to be 2 years down the line. Right now, the succession of events that I see unfolding is that as soon as the dollar is dropped as the world reserve currency, we're going to see a couple, maybe 2 to 3 months of very hard turmoil in this country. It'll be around that same time period that a solution will be offered. And my guess is it will be a currency solution along the lines of an amalgamation between Canada, Mexico, and the United States. That may not be the case. They may just go full force into a hard global currency like the one Medvedev showed, the little model world currency that doesn't really have any banking. It's just an idea at this point. But whenever that does happen, I think you're going to see even more people lose their homes, not be able to pay for insurance, whatever. It'll be a large bolster for more socialization of healthcare and other projects. What are your views on this, Luke?
I mean, they want to destroy this economy to start the one world currency, the one world government. They're going to do it in one way or another, but they're very strategic about it, and they plan these things 50 years ahead of time, 40 years ahead of time. We have to be careful and try to be patient as well in resisting these things and set up things that will go against it. So I can't predict. I don't have, a magic ball that's telling me what's going to happen. But all I know is we got to prepare, we got to get educated, and we have to take action, because if we don't, we're going to allow it to happen.
Here's my argument against them actually calling it an Amero, and I thank you for the call, Jake. It's that, about a year and a half ago, I had one of the people that I went to college with and did computer graphics with. He's married. He's very baseline. Someone had sent him a video of Hal Turner, the admitted FBI informant and racist. He had the real Amero coin. Remember, he had the real Amero coin in his hand. And I said to him, well, look, man, that's not a real coin. That's to try to provocateur people into, oh my God, the Amero's real and this is it. And then they find out that Amero coin isn't real. And then the idea of the Amero is then discredited. That's the turd in the punch bowl. So they may just do away with the idea for the Amero because too many people got hip to it. But that doesn't mean the same plans that were in the SPP documents aren't going to move forward. And we're talking to somebody that actually spoke to the former president of Mexico okay, confronted him, Vicente Fox, and Vicente Fox was displeased that the SPP agreement had not been going forth as rapidly as he would have liked. And what was this agreement? It's the gutting of this country. It's four major superhighways and new trade regulations between Mexico, Canada, and the United States. Can you talk about that briefly, Luke? Luke, are you still with us? It looks like we lost Luke. You know, what can you do? He's out in New York City. It's tough on the phone lines. We're just going to keep running through the callers. Maybe we can get him back on the line. Dave in Oklahoma City. Dave, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. What's going on, man?
How you doing, man?
I wanted to, before I condemn, I want to give some praise to you, Luke, Rob. I mean, Luke reminds me of Alex Jr. with the bullhorn. It's great. I was actually online holding for Dr. Tenpenny on Friday when you and Alex were communicating on the phone, and he was telling you, hey, duck into this place and duck in there, and all of a sudden you said, oh, wait,
Cindy Sheehan.
Cindy, thank you. And it was shocking because Cindy said, this is the country my son died for. Mm-hmm. It just hit me so hard, man. But before I condemned anybody, I wanted to thank you, and InfoWars had the best coverage. The police officers up in Pittsburgh, shame. Shame on you guys. I mean, talk about a bunch of firsts. First time that military weapons were used on protesters. Not protesters, they're trying to make it sound like anarchists. Americans. First time military-style weapons used on Americans. It was the first time a sitting president ever accepted the chair position on the UN. What's going on, Jason? Where are we going with this country?
We are going into a globalist, fascist society where it is much like Orwell's 1984 wrapped in A Brave New World. I mean, they're dumbing us down with the drugs, with the vaccinations, and, you know, truth is stranger than fiction, man. They are making black white and white black and just confusing everybody and trying to keep you in this left-right paradigm. Dave, I thank you for the call. Luke, you're back on the line. We lost you for a moment. I want to go back just a moment. We were talking about the SPP agreements. We were talking about your confrontation with Vicente Fox and how you had discussed with Vicente Fox that he felt that the SPP was not going far enough, quick enough, and that he would like to see it move more rapidly.
Yeah, when I talked to Vicente Fox, he did tell me, yeah, there is going to be a North American Union, and it may not come as quickly as you think it is, but it's going to come sooner or later down the line, 10 years, 20 years ahead. So we got to understand, these people are extremely patient. Vicente Fox pretty much poured the guts out to me, saying that, yeah, he likes the idea of a one-world government. Yes, there will be a North American Union coming up in the near future. So we have to fight and resist that as much as we can, and just get out there and talk to these people so we know what's going on. Because the mainstream media doesn't ask these questions to these powerful individuals that rule our lives in secrecy. It's our job to get out there and break these breaking news stories about how these people are planning for a one-world government behind the scenes in secret, destroying our sovereignty.
And meanwhile, after this big globalist meeting, what are the headlines all over? I mean, I have an Austin American Statesman in front of me. New World Order, G8 up to G20. Obama backs move to add China, India, Brazil to the ranks of top countries. Folks, it's right there in print. This is their propaganda term. The New World Order is something I discuss because it is on the agenda of the global elite, and it has been for centuries now. Tyrants
have... Fox News. Look what headline Fox News, you know, wrote. They wrote, Barack Obama ushers in New World Order. I mean, this is not a conspiracy theory. This is not something we're making up. This is really happening in our lives, and until we stop it, we're going to be living in it soon.
That's right. Let's take another call. Let's go to Russ in Florida. Russ, you're on the line.
Jason, how are you?
Good.
Good. Listen, first of all, you know, I thank God that you and your crew made it out of there okay. And, you know, I know Luke's got some difficult times ahead of him. And, you know, I'm glad he's physically okay. And wish I could offer him some financial support, but he'll definitely have my prayers. with, you know, the battle that he's got to fight yet ahead. But, you know, I'm a pretty busy guy. I work full time. I also, run a blog, for a minor, or for a small political party, here in the state of Florida. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I did a lot of paying attention to the news, Thursday, Friday, and all weekend. And one thing that struck me is, as far as the mass media was concerned, every report they gave about the happenings outside the G20 could have obviously, and I, you know, half of me thinks that it probably was written ahead of time. Because none of it was true.
You know, there were a lot of talking points that were given out there. I only saw the coverage sparsely as I moved in and out. I did pass Rick Leventhal of Fox News during the initial protest on Thursday, off on a side street far away from the majority of police where we had been corralled. And he was reporting on the military presence. But again, the media always wants to shape it. Oh, it's these bad anarchists or these anti-capitalists or these people that don't know what's going on. They don't want to talk about the Iraq veterans that are in there. They don't want to talk. I mean, that first day, there were tons of middle-aged to elderly Americans out there. I mean, Falun Gong had a huge presence. The Free Tibet people had a huge presence on those days. And they are just simply ignored, Russ.
Yeah, and they're concentrating on anarchists when there is people from all walks of life. I mean, what the media does, they make the innocent look guilty and the guilty look innocent. And they're reading off scripts and pretty much had everything they wanted to say, but that's why it's so important for activists to get out there and speak our message, not only interrupting their shows and getting it out there to the viewers, but also to the people out there, because when we talk to the people out there through the bullhorn, there were mostly loving people that loved when I was saying that we don't need to break stuff. We don't need to go against the police. We need to work with the hearts and minds of the people to turn this into a peaceful evolution and not a violent revolution.
All right, let's move on to our next caller. Let's go to Eric in California. Eric, you're on the line.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Excellent. Hey, big props to Luke. Boy, Luke, you have really come a long way. You're so much more articulate than when you first started out and thereby being so much more effectual, man. I'd just love to see your evolution.
Hey, thank you, man. We all grow and learn every single day. I'm not perfect. I don't know everything. We all don't, but we all grow as human beings and individuals. The longer we're in this, the more you know, information we gain and the more things we know, and we love to share it with you guys. So thank you so much for that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Man, I call into radio shows all the time, and I actually record them so that I can, you know, critique myself and do better and be more effectual the next time. But I've got two things I want to bring up. One thing is the Dave Mustaine interview with Alex. I thought that was awesome. And I gave Dave a copy of Obama's Deception when he was still recording his new album. And I wasn't able to get a review from him, but he's got his recording studio in my town. So, I would really like to see Alex use a lot more of Megadeth music for bumper music, but that's such an inconsequential thing.
Hey, but you know what? Myself also, I'd love to get some more Megadeth on the program. Hey, he was able to reach him. I mean, he had him on an interview last summer, and all of a sudden his new album is called Endgame.
Yeah, when I met with him, he had seen Endgame, but he hadn't seen Obama Deception. I gave him bunch of other Alex's stuff, but anyhow, I want to talk about this G20 riots, but clampdown and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
When the whole immigration thing started out a few years back, in my town, it was like one of the few towns that got reported on any kind of violence. There's a couple hundred troublemakers in this town and here in San Diego, and they called in police from all over San Diego County. And I think they were able to amass about 400 riot cops. And I flash forward to the G20 and how they had to pull in troops and FBI and cops and Border Patrol. I mean, what the hell is that all about to deal with the demonstrators? And it just shows me, it pulled back the curtain for me, and it just exposed to me that they don't have the resources to deal with us.
Well, you know what? They don't have the resources to deal with a hard insurrection. But if they keep up what they're doing, incrementally amping it up, incrementally bringing more troops to the street, incrementally getting the populace used to checkpoints with the military, you'd be surprised at what they're able to do, Eric. I thank you for the call. And that's what basically scares me. You know, it scares me the amount of, when you bring 1,200 riot cops down for essentially a couple hundred people, and then you report in the media that you dispersed 40 people with bullets and or rubber bullets and tear gas, when in fact, you know, you took over an entire city. All of Oakland was shut down, okay? They arrested more than 100 people. They documented them digitally in a separate process for protesters, probably for their little fusion centers. They can do a lot more than you think. No, I don't think that they could, you know, take a hardline takeover the United States, do a hardline takeover with the National Guard, the Marines, and the Army. A lot of them would revolt. But if they keep ratcheting it up, it's just like that frog in the boiling pot. You'd be amazed how successful they could become. Luke?
They use people against people. And we have to understand, these cops, these military men, they're just people like us. They have families like us. I mean, during the protest, there was a lady, when I was bullhorning, that came up to the We Are Change members, and she was like, my father's a cop. He's out here right now. And she told us how her father was sent a text message, and all the police officers in Pittsburgh were sent a text message, and they were given a text message and a copy of a flyer by the anarchist that said, F the police. I'm not going to curse. They said, F the police on there. And they said, meet here. And all the police officers come here. And they used one's anger against one another. And that's why we can't be angry. We can't use hate. We have to love each other and understand that we are all humans living on this world.
They are masters, Luke. Masters of psychological warfare. Hold over. We'll be back after this. Final segment with Luke Radowski. Still taking your calls. It's the Info Warrior.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audiobook on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques.
That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Running to Babylon, run all the way to Babylon, meet you there in Babylon.
Folks, we truly do live in modern day Babylon, as it gets worse and worse and worse as our out-of-control leaders call on the military and police to take out American citizens, to squelch all dissent by any means necessary. We must rise up. We must stand together against tyranny. And really one of the most positive and effective organizations out there that has been able to do so in its real infancy. It's only a couple years old, is WeAreChange.org, and its founder is with us right now in a final segment, Luke Radowski. We're taking your calls, 888-201-2244. If you can help Luke in any way, please go to WeAreChange.org and do so. If you can't help him today, help him tomorrow by starting your own chapter of We Are Change. Help him by creating flyers that tell the truth. Help him by duping videos that tell the truth. There's so much people out there can do. Correct, Luke?
Of course, and change starts with the person, the individual, and it starts with you. You don't even have to start a We Are Change organization. Just work on yourself. Have love in your heart. Have care in your heart. And try to fix the wrongs that are in this world, because that's why we are here on this planet. I mean, we have one life. Let's make it something meaningful. Let's make it something worthwhile. And let's do something good.
Absolutely. Instead of just focusing on Sunday night television or your sports team or what beer you like to drink, what car you drive, there is so much more out there. You will not have those type of choices in the very near future unless we stand up against the tyranny that is oppressing us as we speak. It gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And like Luke said earlier, they are very patient. They make these plans 10, 20, 30, 40, sometimes 50 years in advance, knowing they have a long road ahead, knowing they have to acclimate the general populace to their ideals, to their morals. And those morals are not good ones. Those morals are eugenics. Those are the ones coming out with the cover of Newsweek saying the case for killing Granny and why it's a good thing. You're not killing my grandmother. I'll tell you that right now. We're not pulling the plug because it's the hip thing to do because of Newsweek. Luke, let's just finish up with the bombardment of propaganda that's out there to make us feel small, to make us feel weak, to make us feel like we don't have a voice, and how we can overcome that.
I mean, we overcome that by talking to each other, communicating with each other, and we could do that right now with the internet. They still haven't taken that away yet, and we have to understand police officers, military men, they're just regular men and women like we are. They're our family, for God's sakes, and they're getting screwed over, too. They won't have a pension. The pensions here in New York City, these police officers are losing them every single day. We have to understand that they're getting screwed over just as bad as we are, and they're using divide-and-conquer techniques, using people against each other because of hate, because of anger, and they're dividing us against each other. And through that divide-and-conquer, they're getting what they want. They're sending anarchists as police officers, and they're causing a riot. Then they bring in the police, and they destroy all peaceful dissent against the system. But in reality, it was a majority of regular people out there. And a lot of the police officers that heard my message on the local news, on Channel 2 News in Pittsburgh, Channel 4, Channel 7, Channel 11, I was bullhorning there every single day, and they played what I was bullhorning to them. And they played it on NBC Nightly News even. And some of them came down, patted me on the back. Some of them gave me some support. But some people who didn't know what our message was about, they didn't know it, and they fear what they don't know. And when you're fearful, that leads to anger. And most of these people were angry, and we don't need none of that. And it's those feelings that they used against us. They use our own emotions to divide and conquer and to start their new world order. But we have to understand we are in control of ourselves as individuals, as human beings, and we have the chance to turn that. And it's right now. It's happening today. Don't let it come by tomorrow when we're living in a new world order.
Luke Radowski of WeAreChange.org, the original working class hero, in my opinion. God bless you, and you know, keep us updated. We may have you on next week to find out what went down in Pittsburgh. We're going to continue with your calls after this. It's the Info Warrior.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for best superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the health ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Direct to you and in your face. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Some of the other stories that I'm going to try to cover in this final hour of the Info Warrior: brain scans reveal what you've seen. Yes, within the next few years, they're saying they're going to have a device that can actually visualize your thoughts, experiences, and memories. That's right here out of Wired. Really big story. We're going to be covering that. Pentagon chief says, tough to meet Gitmo deadline. Weird. They're not going to shot Guantanamo Bay down, but I thought Barack Obama was here to save us all. I mean, if you bought that, you truly are a sucker, folks. Attorney, OKC bombing tapes appear edited. That's right. Years and years and years later, over 10 years later, almost 15 years later, this happened in 95, they supposedly let the security tapes showing the chaos immediately after the 95 bombing out to the lawyers. However, you guessed it, before the bombing, the tapes are empty. It seems that they just erased all the evidence of John Doe number 2 and the secondary explosive devices that were actually in the building. We're going to cover that. And, of course, we've already covered this mainline whitewash protesters-police clash after G20 in Pittsburgh. But we're also going to get that Pittsburgh Post-Gazette article printed up, and I'm going to read you that. That's the closest account to the truth that the mainstream media actually put out there, and it was just brushed under the rug and not picked up nationally. All right, let's continue with some of your calls. Will in Canada. Will, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
First caller after Luke got let go, too. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, I just want to give praise to Luke. He's more of a man than 99% of the people that are even older than him. Just like to say that to people. People have to man up and start to you know, confront these things, because they're not getting any better, as we obviously seen today.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I'll be at the SPP in Huntsville, Canada in June. With Canada, they like to hold it in rural cities outside of the big cities to limit the amount of people that go.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've seen the SPP, they brought in 3,000 different police organizations, like different troops, to police the crowd of maybe 1,000 people during that. So it's probably going to be pretty extreme when they come down here as well.
When does that occur?
In June of next year.
All right. Well, keep us updated and keep it up.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go farm video, and I'll send it into Prison Planet and do my best with that as well.
Well, thank you so much. There's another soldier on the ground in this info war, somebody that knows that the alternative media does have great power when we come together. Thank you so much, Will. Let's jump to Darren in New York. Darren, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. I just wanted to say great job. A great job, Luke. We just started We Are Changed Ithaca up here in upstate New York.
Excellent.
And we went to the conference a couple weeks ago, made an impact there, met a lot of great people, and I just wanted to kind of reiterate what everyone's already touched on, what Luke right now facing the battle that he's facing, that we all need to help him and get behind him and stand as one, because this is an opportunity to kind of shut them down in their tracks. We have them, you know, they obviously committed a lot of breaches in the Constitution, if you will, and it's all on video. The more the word gets out there, the more the video gets out there, I think the more support we can get. If we can get people behind him in a legal way, I think it'll raise a lot more attention.
Well, I agree with you 110%, and that's why, you know, we have to use these cameras as our weapons. These are the things that are telling the story. This is how we reach other people. We live in this MTV, you know, movie, pop culture-based society where people don't read anymore. They don't care what's going on in the world around them unless it's right in their face and it's blasting at them like their latest action movie. And this is worse than any action movie I've seen, and quite frankly, it's more important. Thank you for the call, Darren. We're going to be going to Dan, DJ Ball, Chris, Joe, and more. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar power generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Before we go to Dan, DJ Ball, Chris, and more, I want to read this article. This is out of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. It has a ton of comments on it. I hadn't checked it until just before I actually got out of the city. We barely made our plane because they didn't release Rob Dew until 10:30 the next morning. Our plane took off at 12:30. I mean, He had to make it from the jail to the car that was in the quarantined area. By the way, while the car was being quarantined and no one could get to it, we got three tickets. See, the cops just love to lay it on even harder. As if we could get our car, as if we parked there thinking, oh, we're not going to get our car later tonight. No, we get three tickets while they detain him. I had to take a cab there, go get the car. We had to load the car up. We had to take the car back to the rental agency and still just barely made our flight. So I hadn't seen that many, many people posted some videos here. I mean, look at this stuff. Completely irresponsible. What's the other headline here? That makes sense. It's very evil. It just goes on and on and on. Let's read this right now. Oakland residents sought shelter last night as hundreds of police officers tried to break up a peaceful protest that began in Schenley Plaza. Pitt Police Chief Tim Delaney estimated that at least 100 people were arrested. See, this guy tells the truth. 100 people were arrested after police officers from the university, city, and other states tried to disperse a G20 protest. Around 10 p.m. yesterday, about 50 demonstrators stood in Schenley Plaza. Some people in black clothes played a version of Duck Duck Goose, as they called anarchist, anarchist cop. A man who was speaking into a microphone advocated nonviolence and said that the September 11th attacks were part of a conspiracy. Of course, this is Luke Radowski. I was pretty impressed that he doesn't go on to attack Luke at all. This is actually about as fair and balanced an article as you're going to see from the mainstream media. At 10:05, the university issued an emergency message, the second of the day, along the emergency notification service. Conditions may be deteriorating in Oakland. Students are advised to remain near their residences. The university sent out an alert via text message, phone calls, and email at 7:28 p.m. that warned students to exercise good judgment and be careful as more G20 disturbances could occur that day. Earlier in the day, attendees of the People's March, which ran from Oakland to downtown, handed out flyers encouraging others to assemble in the plaza. But the people gathered in Schenley Plaza appeared to be doing little more than playing games or standing around talking. Let me read that again. But the people gathered in Schenley Plaza appeared to be doing little more than playing games or standing around talking. Police began to surround the park about a half hour into the protest. The police encircled the plaza in the lines that were about two or three officers deep. Police vehicles and school buses delivered more officers to the area. The police brought in long-range acoustic device, which sends piercing noises or spoken messages in aimed directions. By that point, around 200 people had gathered in the plaza and surrounding area. Some people were heard saying, "Let us get out of here." Others stated to scream, "This is what a photo op looks like." By 11 p.m., a helicopter was hovering over Forbes Avenue near William Pitt Union. Officers declared the gathering an unlawful assembly and told people to disperse or risk going to jail. The problem, Delaney said, was that Schenley Plaza closes at 11 p.m. Please, give me a break. It closes at 11. We had to attack with 1,200 riot police. It closes at 11. Riot police need to enforce the closure. We could not have what happened last night, he said, referring to a demonstration turned riot Thursday that resulted in the damage of at least 10 Oakland businesses. Police announced 9 times that the people should disperse from Schenley Plaza around the surrounding area. One time, they played their pre-recorded warning in Spanish. Crowds began to gather as students watched from the cathedral lawn. Many of the people gathered in the plaza exited on Forbes Avenue, eventually turning up Belfield Avenue. Police outnumbered them by at least 2-1. Let me tell you, much more than 2-1. I was filming at the corner of Forbes and Belfield Avenue while they were still letting off tear gas inside the general facility. Police used riot gas near the William Pitt Union Panther statue and on Towers patio at different times throughout the night. At one point, what sounded like rubber bullets being shot from a gun were heard on Forbes. Officers on bikes began to line up alongside the Union and Forbes Avenue, and police with riot shields lined up and began to walk down the street. Police gave the final order to disperse. By midnight, most of the officers who had been at Schenley Plaza had moved to other areas. Still, a school bus full of officers in riot gear unloaded outside the Hillman Library on Forbes Avenue. Meanwhile, a K-9 unit, Humvees, and police line moved forward down Fifth towards downtown. Central Oakland was virtually locked down. Officers directed pedestrians away from campus. Just before 1 a.m., police were questioning 7 people who had plastic zip ties, the police equivalent to handcuffs, during the protests around their wrists. Students observing the arrest said they were upset about the show of police force. Varen Viswathan, a Pitt sophomore, said he saw the police officer hitting one individual. I think they completely use unnecessary force on us. They have no right to do that. Pitt senior Ken Egler called the police action one of the crazier things he'd seen during last night's protest, especially since he didn't see many demonstrators in Oakland. That's what I keep telling people. I think it's really ridiculous, Egler said. We should be allowed to protest. This is needed, and they're just basically trying to scare us. The police left the area around 2 a.m. So there you have it, the one mainline account that tells the most truth. I mean, it doesn't tell that hardcore about the beatings, but it does let you know, yeah, there was tear gas, yeah, there was rubber bullets, yeah, they're out of control, yeah, there weren't a lot of protesters out there. You know, you don't have to believe Jason Burmis. You don't have to believe the video that we just played. You don't have to believe Infowars.com. The Pittsburgh Gazette actually told the truth. All right, let's continue with the callers. Dan in Pennsylvania. Dan, you're on the line.
How you doing today?
Good.
Kudos and dittos to all you guys there. Yeah, I'm a Prison Planet TV member and watching the show like usual on Sunday. And just wanted to let you know that there was a rebroadcast of Ron Paul in Alex Jones' show from Thursday the 24th.
Mm-hmm.
Just so there's no confusion with anything that Ron Paul said, all that about the G20 and all.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When we had the earlier caller talking about the situation and the protests and whatever. Yeah, that was, for those that didn't know, that was not a live interview. Ron Paul was commenting on the Thursday protests and not what occurred Friday evening.
Yeah, exactly. Just so there's no confusion and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And hang your flags upside down. And say hi to my kids, that's all. Okay.
All right, thank you so much, Dan. Let's go to DJ Ball in Canada. DJ, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, pleasure, man. DJ Ball, we are Change Vancouver. I wanted to talk to Luke, but I'll give him a call after the show.
Excellent.
A couple things I wanted to mention, bro. First up, Osama bin Laden right now is up there somewhere looking down at Pittsburgh, and he's wanting to give a big thank you to Police Chief Nathan Harper. Police Chief Harper, you did a great job on destroying America this weekend. Mr. Burmis, everybody out here in Vancouver that's been following this is completely appalled. And we know soon enough that, you know, this is coming to us. We have the Olympics here in February, and this is going to come to Vancouver, no doubt. Quickly, I want to just speak on Luke and the power of one person.
Mm-hmm.
Watching Luke bullhorn 400 riot police lined up that night on the last night gave me chills watching a real patriot in action. And I think this is a challenge to every activist in every city. I think we need to have 10 Luke Radowskis in every city. And Luke touched on it earlier. It is just a matter of going out, becoming the media, which I think is very key, Jason, which you and Rob and everyone did. You know, everyone needs to become the media because obviously what we've seen is nothing but BS and propaganda. But if we could have 10 Luke Radowskis in every state, this thing would change in a heartbeat. And it's just the power of activism. Luke inspired me to start We Are Change Vancouver a couple years ago. We went up against Karl Rove and a few other people. But really, guys, if you're sitting at home on your keyboards, you got to get out there and you got to get involved because people like Jason Burmis, people like Alex Jones, Cindy Sheehan, Luke Radowski, you need everyone in the game. And I think what we've seen over this weekend in Pittsburgh, Jason, is a big call to action. I think everyone needs to see what Luke did, what you did. That footage you got last night, Jason, is spectacular. You've got a bunch of pigs. And they are pigs, I'm sorry. There's police officers and there's pigs. And watching those pigs beat down that the hippie kid with the bike behind the trees thinking that they weren't on camera, I mean, that just is one of many things that I saw over the weekend that was absolutely appalling. And I think this should reinvigorate every activist in America, in Canada, to get out there, get off their butt, and get in the game. Thank you, brother. Thanks a lot, Jason, for taking my call on and everything, man.
All right, thank you for the support, man. And, you know, I'm awaiting what happens this February at the Olympics, because like you said, it will be a complete and total lockdown. It will be a show of military force. And who knows how wild that could get as well. I mean, in this country now, it's okay for the military to be outside of a sports stadium if there's a terror threat. And even in Pittsburgh, I saw DHS out by the subway. I may have gotten them really quickly with my camera. I remember jumping out of a little shop that I'd been filming at. I saw him. I ran over, but then the dogs came out, and I wasn't sure whether I actually got the shot. And they were the only guys that I actually saw that were labeled DHS. But I'm thinking to myself, okay, so now it's Department Homeland Security. It's the U.S. military. It's the FBI. I've got undercover people around here. Obviously, Secret Service and intelligence agencies from around the world are here to protect the dignitaries. But what disturbed me the most was the fact that in an empty park with less than 200 people, 1,200 riot police and military descended on the American public, attacked the American public, dehumanized the American public. And they have no idea why, other than I'm just taking orders. That's the standard boilerplate answer. I'm just taking orders. Let's go to Chris in North Carolina. Chris, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. Nice to speak with you.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, just wanted to make sure that we were all on the same page. When I was listening to Luke, I tuned in just a few minutes ago, and did I understand correctly that the police there received a text message from anarchists, in air quotes, saying F the police? Is that correct?
No, they got a text message from their superior officers that the anarchists had said F the police. See, that's the psychological warfare. His higher up says, this is what the anarchists are going to do. You need to text all the police and let them know what these anarchists are here for. So they all get a text message that the anarchists are here to F up the police. And now they're all ready to go. They're beating against their chest. I mean, you hear them beating against the chest. You know, some of them aren't that bad. A lot of them are rabid animals. Hold over, Chris. I'll get your opinion. It's the Info Warrior.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audiobook on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle,
and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be, all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
All right, folks, we are back. We're taking your calls to the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. If you missed any of the program, you can pick up the podcast over at theinfowarrior.com starting tomorrow. And, of course, all this will be free on YouTube if you missed any of it. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, it's $5.95 a month. You get all my films. You get all Alex Jones's films. You get a live feed for 2, maybe 3 hours from Alex Jones via video each day from PrisonPlanet.tv. And, of course, my weekly show, The Info Warrior, 6 to 9 Central Time. We're on the line with Chris in North Carolina. He had a question about the text message that the police received just before the events in Pittsburgh. It's right outside of Pittsburgh. It's where the University of Pitt is, actually. And basically, the chief of police sent down a message that the anarchists there were to F them up. And that's to get them all rabid and excited and on the verge, ready to attack kids who are wearing a peace flag as a cape. Yeah, let's attack a 120-pound-year-old or 120-pound kid who's 19 years old in glasses and on a bicycle. That seems like justice to me, Chris.
Yeah, I agree 100%, Jackson. You know, I kind of jumped in on the tail end of that, and that's the reason that I called in, because I thought, well, wow, if indeed, you know, they did get a text message from anarchists, then we know that that's completely provocateur. But it's
Chris, hold on. Let me say this. If you missed some of the show, Cindy Sheehan tried to go to the quote unquote anarchist meeting on Tuesday night to see what they were up to and, you know, offer her help if they were legitimate, and they kicked her right out. So what that tells me is, yeah, a lot of these kids are probably just well-meaning idiots. They want a cause. They want something to do. But those at the top know they can't have an influence like Miss Sheehan there if they want to rally them to violence. And the reason they're trying to rally them to violence is so that they can provocateur a situation where militarized police come in and attack the crowd. I didn't really see any anarchists get arrested. Okay. You want to know who I saw get arrested? I interviewed a young girl at the first protest who had a sign that said smack an anarchist. And I went up to her and I said, well, what's this mean? She said, look, you know, I'm all for free speech. I understand why people are amassing against the G20. I don't like it either. But why are these people in all black covering up their identity, getting ready to destroy things? They're setting us up for failure. And she's the one who gets arrested. Again, a girl probably under 100 pounds with a good message. She's the one that gets put in twist ties. They also arrested some guy who had a sombrero on and a Walt Clyde Frazier Knicks jersey. This guy hadn't done anything. I can't even believe it.
Yeah, it's always with the anarchists, it's always provocateur. That's sort of a given. We've seen them do it, you know, Seattle. We saw them do it up in Banff, Canada. It's always the same thing. I just wanted to say that, you know, anybody listening out there, if you're wondering, well, hey, what the heck can I do? Drop $6 a month and get a Prison Planet membership, get all the movies, and burn copies and give them to people. You know what I'm saying? Like, one thing that might speak to one person might not speak to another. But it's a wealth of information there. You know, Alex Jones's book is fantastic. I mean, if you're looking for a boil down of like the quick and dirty about what happened in Oklahoma City, people that would not even think about what happened on 9/11, they may be very receptive to all the inconsistencies that happened in Oklahoma City. And Alex Jones' book is a really good boil down of that information.
And you're talking about Descent of the Tyranny, right?
Descent of Tyranny, yeah. It's the ebook, and I'm sure you can still get a hard copy. I don't know if he's still got any left.
He's got a couple hard copies, but even Paul Joseph Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, is just and it's one of my favorite books of all time. I recommend Order Out of Chaos to everybody.
Yeah, and his book ties right into Operation Blue Beam, where he's talking about the faking the alien landing and all that other good stuff. And so folks that have maybe they've heard something about the report from Iron Mountain way back in the day, the old timers who talked about the report from Iron Mountain. Paul Joseph Watson's book just nexuses right in with that.
Absolutely.
And it's a great way to wake people up, people that you thought you might not be able to reach,
Absolutely, Chris. Thank you so much for the call, and thank you so much for the support. Let's jump to Joe in Colorado. Joe, you're on the line.
Yes, good evening, Brother Jason. Listen, buddy, this is my first time through to you guys. Of course, after the rattling events that have taken place over the last week, it's just unconscionable what is happening to this country right in front of our eyes. I wanted to express something on a most sincere and spiritual level to guys like you, Luke and Alex, the work that you're doing.
Well, hold over, Joe. I'll let you express that on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We're going to come back, take some more calls, 888-201-2244. I'm also going to try to hit up these stories about the OKC bombing that we just talked about. Gitmo, and of course, brain scans reveal what you've seen. It's not science fiction. It's coming now.
Direct from Austin, coast to coast, and in your face, you're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar power generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Folks, we are back at the InfoWars with Jason Vermes. We're bouncing through your calls, 888-201-2244. Let's go back to Joe in Colorado. Joe, continue.
Yes, thank you. Listen again, Jason. I'm going to try to articulate in words as effectively as I can, and I'm at a point in my career that you have to say the words. And here's the deal. When people, and I need you to, you guys to internalize this and just understand the impact, the positive impact that you are making. I would imagine all of your listeners throughout the world would say the same thing, that we are all pulling the same rope in the same direction. But I'll tell you this, and I'd like to, I am hoping Alex and all you guys are listening, that when people say that you guys are true American patriots, and I would go as far as saying you fellows are a credit to humanity at a breaking point in our world history. Very quickly, to put that into context, I need you to really go home and internalize and understand this. I know you do, but the deal is, I'm an aviation illustrator. I've got work in the Smithsonian. I've been doing, primarily World War II work for over a decade now, and I work hand-in-hand with the greatest American patriots that have ever walked the face of the earth. Out of the 27 Tuskegee Airmen that got sent out to receive the Congressional Gold Medal 2 years ago, out of those 27 men, I know 10 of them personally. Out of the 64 remaining living survivors of the 1st Marine and 5th Marine Divisions to hit Iwo Jima, out of those 63 fellows, I know 14 of those men personally. I was at the Constitution Day here in Denver, standing shoulder to shoulder with a lot of these fellas, my World War II buddies, and I'm a younger guy like you. I'm a long hair. I've not cut my hair for anybody throughout my whole career, and here I am standing shoulder to shoulder with these guys because they know doggone well the incremental steps that the Nazis took. I mean, I, as a historian, and again, you know, my work is very historic, and you got it. It's like it's either black or white. It's either right or wrong. There's no gray in between. So for a guy like me, I have got to know my stuff, and I know the incremental steps that the Nazis took and how they got to where they were by 1945. And the deal is, I look at what's happening. It's 1939 all over again, and it's just appalling that nobody, you know, the mainstream has got people so brainwashed. And, you know, even with what happened this week, there's so many guys that I know, pilots and others, that just can't believe that the National Guard were involved in this. And just really, you know, they cannot comprehend, they cannot wrap their mind around it. But the fact is, again, I thought it was absolutely critical to take just a minute to put that into context. I'll tell you this, my veteran buddies that were there, I've got D-Day friends, I've got guys that were in the trenches that were dug in during Battle of the Bulge. I've got guys that walked the Death March in the Baston. Anyhow, all of these guys would consider guys like you and Alex our country's greatest heroes at this point. I am not pro-military. That's not where I come from. I come from a much more, just a personal level of what these guys did. And I would just put you and guys like Alex and Luke right up in that type of context and at that level. And I just, it's important for me to say those words. With that said, I'll just ask you a simple question. As we step back from the events of this week, and as the media, you know, as this news gets out of what really happened and people really wrap their minds, America wraps their minds around the utterly despicable display of force and just, again, thug mentality, as you stood there witnessing this, you know, history in the making, does it occur to or do you feel that some of these law enforcement and military that were there will look back by even tonight, you know, Sunday evening or later on this week and realize what they did was just absolutely wrong? I'm asking you the question.
Well, I think so, Joe.
That we'll get to a point where these guys in the next few weeks will understand, you know, what they did was truly unconstitutional, and they can no longer have a part in that. Do you get a sense?
Well, I don't know if they're going to quit. Listen, a lot of people go along to get along, Joe, and I think there were people there that did not want to be there, but they always put the people that are gung-ho and ready to do this thing and want to attack in charge. You know, that's why when we play the video, you got the guy going, "It's time to go home, boys!" And the kid's going, "Please, just let me go! Please, no!" Boom, boom, boom. And then, "Oh, you want to come back? Break your knuckle." There are those out there that right away realized this isn't the right thing. And Luke Radowski, you know, on my show said, yeah, there were other people coming up to me, patting me on the back, saying that I'd done a good job. But when we talk about the military and how dumbed down we've become as a society, the military doesn't know what posse comitatus is. And I wasn't just talking to, you know, newbies, 18 to 22-year-olds that had just joined the military. I was talking to 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds, people who, you know, should know what the separation of military and police is and why it is so important. So we have a big struggle ahead of us, and I really thank you for putting us on a pedestal like that. But, you know, so many people need to join us on that pedestal if we are to win, because they are patient. They know how to use things incrementally. They know how to psychologically wage warfare against us and turn us against each other at the of a hat, like boom. And then all of a sudden, yeah, that's the enemy. I'm going to go get him. So we got a long road ahead. Joe, I thank you for the call. We're going to go to the other callers in just a moment, but I want to read some of this. Brain scans reveal what you've seen. Having modeled how images are represented in the brain, the researchers translated recorded patterns of neural activity into pictures of what test subjects had seen. Through practical applications, though practical applications are decades away, the research could someday lead a dream readers and thought-controlled computers. It's what you would actually use if you were going to build a functional brain reading device, said Jack Gallant, a University of Berkeley neuroscientist. The research led by Gallant and Berkeley postdoctoral researcher Thomas Nasserlius builds on earlier works in which they use neural patterns to identify pictures from within a limited set of options. The current approach, described Wednesday in Neuron, uses a more complete view of the brain's visual centers. Its results are closer to reconstruction than identification, which Gallant likened to the magician's card trick, where you pick a card from a deck, and he guesses which card you picked. The magician knows all the cards you could have seen. In the latest study, the card could be a photograph of anything in the universe. The magician has to figure out without ever seeing it. And later goes on to say that there would be applications like CAD, CAM, or even Photoshop straight from your brain with these readings. Just an incredible article showing you what kind of times we live in. I mean, it's a technopoly, and the technology that is being revealed to the people and developed right now is off the charts. All right, let's continue. Let's go to Mark in Georgia. Mark, you're on the line.
Hey,
yes, sir.
How are you, sir?
Good.
I was wondering, you are more technically astute than I, even though I'm over half again your age. I was wondering, if we wanted to get a DVD, say that the internet breaks down and we need a contingency plan, and we want to be able to pack as much information, given that people are not going to know what's going on. They need to get quality information. They know that trusting many truths is a bad idea. Would it be DivX or something like that where basically, you have this DVD that's double-sided. Information is like the software needed to burn these into regular DVDs.
Okay. So there is. Absolutely. Here's what you do. You can go to a free source like download.com that's run by CNET. I always recommend download.com to people. Just type in DVD converter, okay? And what'll come up is a plethora of different programs that will not only take DivX files, but they'll take WMVs. They'll take just about anything out there from a flash file, and they'll convert it into what is called a VOB file. Now, VOB files, it'll actually build a folder with multiple VOB files and a VTS directory. And in that directory, you will have an actual regular DVD. I wouldn't even get the dual layer ones, though. Let me tell you why. Because it's often very hard to take multiple files and then burn them into one DVD without having to do some editing. But there are very simple, easy conversion programs. Again, just go to download.com, get one of the free ones. There's all sorts of open source software out there. If you want to spend a little bit of money, Nero actually will, if you go get Nero, and I think it's a program now that's less than $100, it might be around 50 or 60, that will take almost any video file and convert it to DVD and burn it all at once. So you don't even have to burn it after you convert it. So Nero is one of those really great tools now that you can take any kind of file format, drag it in, say you want to build a DVD out of it, and it'll even give you a menu. Those will actually allow you to burn multiple files. So say you got a DVD 9. You could probably burn 2 to 3 movies on that using Nero. Answer your question?
Well, the thing is, I don't know if you're familiar with Isaac Asimov. He wrote a series of books called The Foundation, where basically a scientist developed a form of mathematics where he could see that society, the galactic society, was going to fall apart within a few years. And he said, here's the plan. We're going to preserve the knowledge of that we've accumulated, and we're going to set it out here where it's going to be safe, that when everything falls apart, we have something to rebuild on. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think would be a good idea, that when they, as, because like I say, it's a question of how things are going to play out and are we going to mitigate this. The ultimate victory will not be for the plutocracy. I guess you know that Iran is one of the 5 remaining nations that does not have a private central bank. So that explains a lot as to why they are twisting, distorting, and misrepresenting Ahmadinejad. And now I have a lot more skepticism about what they're saying about the others, like Libya with the Lockerbie bombing. And like that, there's a lot of questions.
I agree. There's another reason they go after Iran. It's not just that banking issue, although that's a huge issue. It's because they want them to be part of a Eurasian Union. And with Iran, I have to teeter on both. I mean, is this guy working for somebody? Is he an agent provocateur? Is he there to bring in U.S. military? Because there were reports less than a year ago that Iran was actually helping us in the war in Afghanistan to stop the poppy seed growing, to stop all the opium running. When we know that the United States government and the major intelligence agencies around the world are the ones that are dealing those drugs. Gaddafi, for instance, also. You know, here's another guy that was, you know, a U.S. puppet dictator at one point. But then when Noriega tried to hold a meeting with a bunch of these South American countries to get out of from under the thumb of the United States, what did they do? They went right after Noriega. They said he was the biggest enemy in the world after praising him. And then it came out that he was on a payroll for the CIA for 26 years. Unfortunately, a lot of these dictators are forced into Western intelligence connections. And sometimes, just like John Perkins, the economic hitman discusses, they don't even know who they're really working for or working with or taking advice from. You know, Iran does seem like one of those rogue nations that's kind of outside of the banking system, outside of the Eurasian Union, outside of the mainline. And I just hope that it doesn't bring another hard conflict. But I couldn't agree with you more, Mark, that we do need to get this information out for the future. If nothing else, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Chuck in North Carolina. Chuck, you're online.
Hey, Jason, how's it going? You hearing all right?
Yep.
Yeah, I agree with the last caller about the downloads and all that. I put out a lot of your videos and this and that, but I think it would be great if somebody just made a YouTube video about what the best ways are to go about that. Besides that point, and I mean, I really hope somebody can come up with that. Maybe you guys could have a post at Prison Planet or InfoWars. Did. And schooling the Pittsburgh police, or whatever you want to call them, on the Constitution is the greatest thing that maybe ever happened to our movement. Here's why. You've got a bunch of military and police from all over the country, and you've got a man standing there telling them about the Constitution. Who do we have to reach the most of them? What Luke did was completely incredible. Sitting and every chance anybody, are you listening out there all over the world? Any chance you get to do something like this, please take advantage of it. You the military and the police and tell them about the Constitution and say, how would you feel if your family was going through something like this? And, you know, screw all these anarchists that are government paid, you know, none of them do any good for our movement anyway. But look what Luke did in that situation. People focus on something like that because, my God, you cannot do any better than what Luke did right there.
I agree with you 100%. Thank you so much for the call, Chuck. Like I said, you know, he's got an amazing heart, an amazing amount of courage, and he does not, you know, he doesn't fear itself. You know, he knows that we have to go out there, communicate as human beings. And as an earlier caller said, this is really about a struggle for humanity. These people want to end humanity as we know it. They want to rule over us as if they were gods, as if they were omnipotent, as if only their opinion and their life matters, as we are their slaves. We are their dogs. We are insects to step on. And I'm not going to have it. I'm not laying down. I'm a human being. I have a heart that pumps real blood throughout my veins. And I know that it is my voice and my actions that I take that can change the world. All right, let's go to Joe in Pennsylvania. Joe, you're on the line.
How's it going, Jake?
Good.
Good, bro. I wish I could have met you guys, you and the InfoWars guys here. I'm Joe from We Are Change Pittsburgh. I just want to say it was a pleasure working with meeting and working with everybody that came down here from Chicago and Philly and Ohio, New York, Rhode Island. I don't want to leave anybody out. I kind of hoped our paths, you and I, would have crossed. I did see you guys up on the rooftop there above Penn Avenue catching Luke schooling the police, as the last caller was saying.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just it was a beautiful thing to be around and to confront this tyranny head on.
What was the most memorable experience out at the G20 for you while you were down there?
Probably the top one would be Friday night after the G20, coming up to Oakland. I wasn't able to get there at 10 o'clock. I got there about 11:20, and I was witness to the brutality. A cop threw a smoke grenade at me, which I kicked back at him. There was a total media blackout on Saturday all day on the local news around here. Then on the 11 o'clock news, they used the, there was a camera crew there that caught me kicking. I kicked the smoke grenade back at the cops. Of course, they only played that part. They didn't show it.
Yeah, you're the bad guy from trying to defend yourself against physical tyranny. You know, one of those gas canisters actually exploded on somebody up by his stomach. He was all scarred and bruised up, according to some of the accounts, after the G20. Final segment of the Info Warrior coming after this.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system.
Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Let's take a couple final calls. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Vermes. Final segment of the show. You missed any of it, it'll be posted over at theinfowarrior.com. Just click on the podcast. We give it out for free. You can go check out the whole show on YouTube. And right now, the video of the riot police attacking American citizens is up over at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Also at the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. Jacob in Maryland, you're on the line.
And can you believe the recent right turn of events lately?
I mean, nothing surprises me at this point. Well, I don't want to say that. You know, I was a little shocked while I was down there how brutal everything got, how quickly it escalated, how many police and military were on the scene. I was shocked at the LRAD weapons. I was shocked at the rubber bullets. I was really shocked at the discourse towards other human beings and how they were just viewed as the enemy when we are brothers and sisters and we're not the enemy of these people. These are our family, our friends, our neighbors, the people that are supposed to be protecting and serving us.
That's what I was shocked at when I saw the video. I really was glad. I just wanted to continue add on to what some other people have been saying. It's a Luke Brodowski video, the We Are Change video, that kind of like showed that that it was possible. Maybe we can reach out to these people and they are oppressed, and it could be good for the movement and good for the freedom movement because we are too accepting of this, and we just let it happen. This is a nonpartisan thing. I mean, both parties do it. I mean, this happens. Voting Republicans won't change this. So,
I agree with you. But you know, if you listen to Rob Dew earlier on the Alex Jones show, he said, "Look, these guys are still stuck in the left-right paradigm." You know, while I was being arrested, a lot of the cops and National Guard were saying, "The G-damn liberals," and you know, they just couldn't get their minds around that this is not a liberal or conservative issue. This is about the Constitution and Bill of Rights and all of us.
Not a left-right issue. Have you been watching the mainstream media lately?
I watch it as a job, and every day it just disgusts me more and more and more and more how they try to pigeonhole things into one category and give you just a piece of the truth and then this buffet of lies to feast on in order to just promote their propaganda. Go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say is that the media right now is revealing how fascist and how big of neocons they are. They've been hyping up a war with Iran. Chris Matthews has done it. Keith Olbermann has done it. I watched it on his show.
I know. Well, now that his boy's in, you know, everything's okay. It's okay we're not out of Afghanistan. It's okay we're still in Iraq. I thank you for the call. Last caller, Jeff in New York. Head us out.
Hey, JB.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's up, man? It's calling you from New York, and I've been listening to the show for, man, it seems like a long time, about 5 years. And I was glad I was able to get in as the last caller.
Excellent.
Jason, I just wanted to take a moment to thank everybody that that went head on and faced the fear, because that's incredible when you think about the amount of courage it takes to confront that amount of power, that physical power that they faced is incredible. And I'm a little shaken up talking about it because, you know, what I'm basically seeing here is a total like deterioration of everything that our forefathers have worked for. And,
if our forefathers had been present in Pittsburgh modern day this week and seen the troops on the street, seen the police in riot gear, seen the total and complete disregard not only for human life, but for the lives of our children, of our youth, of our young people, they would have turned over in their graves. I promise you that, Jeff. I thank you for the call. It's the Info Warrior back next week.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar power generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Coast to coast. Direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.